Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Loud and Lifted. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm, and today's Quick Lift is all about three powerful words: active, ageless, and authentic. In my recent conversation with Patty Sibak and Kathy Anderson Martin, they shared what they call the triple threat. And it's not about doing it all. It's about living true, moving with purpose, and thriving at every stage of life. They reminded us that you can't pour from an empty cup, that health and wellness fuel everything else, and that age is never a limit. It's just a number. So in this quick lift, I'll break down the biggest lessons and give you practical ways to apply them right now. Let's dig into the key takeaways and action items. First up, authentic. Kathy gave the definition of authentic as true to oneself, your values, and your personality. I think it's great to revisit this definition because it's a word we throw around a lot. And at the end of the day, it's about being true to who you are. We try to be so many things to so many people. We try to be these amazing moms and wives and coworkers and friends and daughters, and the list goes on. So sometimes we kind of forget who we are and what we really need to be focused on, because it's difficult to be all things to all people. You need to be true to yourself. So sometimes we need to take a step back and reprioritize. Now, I do love that they made the point that being true to yourself doesn't mean that you don't be respectful to what other people feel and need. So it's a balance. And I joked like, yeah, can I just go on a 2-month vacation and, you know, leave my job and my family and just because I need to recenter? That'd be amazing. But that would not be respectful to others. Patty was very authentic and she shared a story about when she was 40, she felt like a failure and none of her cups were full because she was trying to balance work and kids and life and a failed marriage. And she had to take a step back and put what was most important first, which was her kids. So she had to reshift. She had to refocus. And the biggest thing is, in addition to refocusing, she had to give herself grace. This is something I think we need to remind ourselves of time and time again. We hold ourselves to such high standards and want to be so amazing. And sometimes you just have to give yourself grace. We're going to have those rough days, rough weeks, maybe even a rough month where we're struggling. So you have to give yourself grace and know that you can reprioritize and move on. I also love that Kathy talked about majoring on the majors and letting go of the small stuff. That's so true. We are all guilty of that at times where we're trying to do all things for all people. And it's just taking a step back and focusing on what's really, really important and letting go of the small stuff. And as we've discussed on other episodes, whether that's outsourcing, getting help, or just not making cookies for the bake sale, it's going to be okay. Action item here is identify your true priorities this season. As I mentioned, your priorities are going to change throughout your life. Ask what is really important and what is just noise. And as a reminder, being true to yourself doesn't mean ignoring how choices affect loved ones. And lastly, practice grace. Next up, active. If you don't have a healthy body, mind, and spirit, you can't be authentic. It's hard to be authentic or confident when you're miserable in your own skin. Kathy shared her story of getting healthy and how everything changed when her health changed. She started focusing on being better, being physically active. Patty gave a great analogy of you're given one body, you have to take care of it just like a car. Imagine if you only had one car your entire life that was supposed to get you around. You'd probably take better care of it, right? And you have to look at the same way with your body. We have one body, so think about how you can take better care of it. And that comes into being physically active, what we eat, and just how those things impact stress on our lives, and also how you treat yourself. We talked a lot about healthy habits and making it sustainable. Patty and Kathy were not here to peddle some amazing diet or tell you to go to the gym 7 days a week or restrict your calories to an insane level. It's just making good choices and making them a habit and making it something that can be sustainable. They talked about their Giving Wellness program that they launched, which I love. And Kathy shared how part of her journey to being healthier is starting to do 10,000 steps years ago. And she has this amazing record of getting her 10,000 steps in a day. It's become her stress reliever and she enjoys being outside. So it's really about finding your thing. Maybe it's going on walks like Kathy talked about. Maybe it's going to the gym and just walking on a treadmill, starting to lift weights. It's just finding the thing that you do enjoy spending time doing, because then it doesn't become a chore. It just becomes part of your habit. They also talked about finding your why, and those reasons change over time. At the end of the day, it's about being healthy. Maybe it's because you do need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to get your blood pressure or cholesterol level down. Maybe it's because you want to be a great example for your kids. And I think that's an awesome point. And something, you know, I've certainly considered through the years, as I shared on the episode, I enjoy working out. I think it's a great stress reliever, whether it's yoga or going to the gym. Back in the day, I used to run a lot, but it's finding something that I spend time doing that makes me feel better. And I hope that my girls notice that. Now, of course, they're in sports mode, so working out isn't on their list if it's not related to sports, but I hope they start to see that, you know, oh, when I was growing up, my mom always did take time to go to the gym, go to yoga, and to focus on being healthy. It's not just about losing weight. Yes, sometimes that's a great benefit, but it's about being healthy. I also love that they said it's never too late. It's just about movement. So think about what you like to do and start spending time doing that. And if you don't know how to start, consult a professional, and I do not mean on TikTok. Find somebody locally where you live and then work with them to set realistic goals, small, attainable goals, and just start taking steps forward. It's just progress. Action item here, find your why, let it evolve. Pick one movement that you love, whether it's walking, lifting, dancing, yoga. Start small and keep it sustainable. And as mentioned, consult a pro if needed. The last piece, ageless. I love when they got very excited about the fact that they love celebrating birthdays because we aren't dead. And while we were joking about it, it's true. And I think as we go through our lives, sometimes we hit these milestone birthdays that we're super excited about, you know, 18, 21. And then as we keep having those birthdays, we sometimes are like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm 40, or I can't believe I'm 50. And we have to flip the script on that and be thankful that we're celebrating those birthdays. And of course, we want to continue to celebrate birthdays, so we're not dead. And while you're doing that, you want to have a good lifestyle. And that goes back to being active. I also love that they talked about part of being ageless is that there's still opportunity. They have friends who are thinking about retirement, retiring, getting their plan. And these two ladies, they have like the pedal down and they are continuing to move forward, making career changes, making reasonable choices of things that they want to do, spending time on the stuff that they love. And that's so awesome. I love that they have this almost like second act from a professional standpoint that they both have been doing. And coincidentally, both of them are helping other people, which is pretty awesome too. I love that they said they don't want to slow down. And that's obviously clear from the way that they are handling the last couple years. The other pieces we talked about with ageless is having a sense of humor and being able to laugh at yourself is important. Not sweating the small stuff. Sometimes you just have to move on. The other piece that they talked about, which I think is great, it's okay to be down, just don't stay there. And in order to not stay there, sometimes you can pick yourself up on your own, and that's great. But sometimes you need those supportive friends. And Patty talked about how it took her a really long time to find her tribe. She always had friends, but they just weren't the people who maybe had the same values and beliefs and way of life that she did. But now she has found her tribe. So she said, find your tribe. It's out there. Find people who will cheer for you and maybe even smack you when you need it. Because let's be honest, sometimes that's what we also need too. The last thing we talked about with ageless is perspective. Often it's not life shattering, the things that you're stressing about. So take a step back and think about what can you control and what can you not, and what really is going to have a major impact on moving forward. There's going to be times in life where things don't go your way. There's going to be moments, and it's not if, it's when. It happens to everybody, right? Sometimes big, sometimes small, but things are going to happen. So get through it, get the support that you need, and move on. Action item here, find your tribe, people who cheer you on and hold you accountable. Embrace the change and keep learning. Age is a number, not a limit. And when hard moments hit, because they will, don't stay stuck. I love how Patty and Kathy show us that being authentic means focusing on what truly matters. Being active means caring for your body and mind so you can show up fully. And being ageless means refusing to let your years define you. If you haven't listened to Kathy and Patty's episode, I strongly encourage you to do so. And as always, follow Loud and Lifted on Instagram for ongoing advice and leadership guidance. Thanks for tuning in to Loud and Lifted. Until next time, keep showing up authentic, brilliant, and unstoppable.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.